Budo in everyday life. Budo is the way of martial things. The philosophy and spirit of this way is called Bushido, the way of the warrior. This is a philosophy that has been around for many centuries, and it has been used by many different individuals to heighten their experience of life, to keep them safe, to protect them in difficult times, but most importantly, to allow them to function day to day in ways that make them more effective, more efficient, and more capable. This course is based on the study approach called Kenshu, the idea of studying something intently. The idea of Kenshu is the sword being sharpened. Kenshu, sword sharpener, the sword being the student, the sword sharpener being the teacher. The teacher's job is to take away the rust, the dullness, the lack of shine, and to bring out in the student the very best, clean, straight, strong, sharp, and in some essence, lethal even. Our concept is more than just becoming a great fighter, though. The idea of a warrior is someone who's able to make positive changes in the environment around them. The study of Kenshu, or Budo in an everyday life approach, is one that will bring into account the idea of actions on a day-to-day basis. When we get up in the morning to the time we go to bed, and our actions are constant, we are not just stopping being a warrior because we're not in a formal battle situation. Instead, the idea is, how can I be the very best person I can be, and in doing so, affect not only the life that I'm living at this moment, but all the people and the things around me that I interact with, they too find benefit. They are improved for me being here. My movement through life brings positive things, more positive than negative at the very least, to the environment around me as well as to me directly. So the warrior concept, that Budo approach, that Bushido mind that the warrior has as that person moves through life, is critical for bringing their best self out. Particularly from the martial training individual, why do you train in the first place? What is it that brought you to the martial world? Is it because you thought there was some need for self-defense, or to lose weight, to gain fitness? Do you realize that there is more in that art than you can possibly imagine when you first begin? As you begin to train, do you realize that your new insights are more than you understood in the past, and that there's very much more to learn? There's always greater things there. The teacher's job is to not stay static himself or herself as well. They too need to grow and develop and continue so that they can lead the students. And in this study, the idea is that you start to become your own teacher. We are anyway, but we want to become more mindful of that. We want to be more focused in the ways that we help develop ourselves, by ourselves, with ourselves, through ourselves. We are the only ones that live within our skins. No one eats for us, no one sleeps for us, no one lives our lives but us. And so we have to take charge, take responsibility with the things that we decide in a day-to-day basis, with our choices for where I'm going to go from simple things to the big things. And when I'm more and more mindful of this, I grow, I develop. That warrior spirit is contained in every movement that I make, in every breath that I take. This is at least the goal. And in our course, we are trying to help develop this sense of Bushido within you. This course is designed to help you be in the moment. Shu Chu Rok, focusing to one point. To live in this moment is the best way to live. We have no past. We have no future. We have these ideas, these concepts of past and future. But in true living, we have only the moment. We learn from the past, we grow, we develop in the moment, and we plan for the future. But our time needs to be spent mostly in this moment, this here moment, that we will never have again. And if I want to live well, I need to be passionate as much as I can be in this moment. Yes, learn from the past. Yes, plan for the future. But live mostly in this moment. Self-mastery. Another aspect that is critical for us to be happy, to live well. The self-master is the person who has seen the worst of themselves and accepts it, and more importantly, sees what they can be, what they could be, and works hard to achieve it. They put that sense of responsibility into every decision they make. They take responsibility for their actions, day to day. And that self-master, that person that is able to bring that best of self out on a regular basis, is the person that does continue to grow, that finds life getting sweeter, more enjoyable, step by step. And even the most difficult things become things that help us thrive. And again, not just surviving difficult things, but actually thriving in them. The pendulum of our life swings from what we might consider good to bad, positive to negative, things we enjoy, things we don't. And as life forms mostly do, we move away from pain and towards pleasure. But we learn that through certain types of discipline, through focus, through self-determination, I can learn to master myself more. I can make myself more effective, more efficient, and in doing so, find myself more often in that state of happiness called bliss. Happiness for no reason. And as I move through my training, as I learn to employ it on a day-to-day basis, my life improves in ways that affect all people, all things. And I can make a change on the planet by just living a good life. How can I make things better on the other side of the planet? Do well here. Like a stone dropped into a pond, the ripples move out, and they go on indefinitely. They hit other things, they impinge on others, they move, they bounce, they ricochet back, and in doing so, affect people in ways that I could not possibly imagine. Often what we don't realize is the value and importance our life has for others. The things that we do make such great changes in the environment around us, sometimes, often, not to our knowledge or understanding. And because of that, we often don't feel responsible. This is for both good and bad things, positive and negative, and that varies from person to person. So that when I'm not aware of how powerful I am in my environment, I may give off things that are very unimportant to me, but in doing so create great difficulty and problems and negative energy around me. And when that energy bounces against other things, like a ripple that comes back, I am very upset about it. And I think this is nothing to do with me, that this person has interacted in a certain way, that the environment has somehow dumped on me. And yet, I am very much related to what's going on. I'm connected to all these things. What goes around, comes around. And so, if I can give a positive energy, and I'm much more aware and in tune with that, I can much more clearly direct the energies as they come back, because they will. It is a natural thing that I will interact with others, and what I put into this interaction will somehow affect it. And if I can affect it in a way that's positive for me as well, even from a very selfish point of view, I can bring greater things into my life. This is the way of Bushido, the mind of the Bushi, the warrior, that the good things that I do, the things that may be considered sacrifices by others, are actually ways that I can improve not only the environment around me, but very particularly my own life. What do you want in your life? Where are you going with your life? What are you doing to bring you to that place? Are you taking charge? Are you taking responsibility? Are you making conscious choices to live your life better? Are you focused on this? Budo in everyday life. Taking the energies that you have for your martial study and bringing them to fruition through your day-to-day routine.